When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
A Factual Data Creation Facility production.
Welcome to the OFNT Podcast, episode 219, which I'm calling Hey Shorty 2. That title is in reference to an older short episode named Hey Shorty, obviously. Well, we are now the proud owners of a house located in the great state of Tennessee. Yeah, the paperwork has been completed and signed. The whole process went faster than expected, which kind of caught us off guard. Now we just have to sell our New York property as soon as possible in order to move down there. We'll see how that goes. Well, I transferred the utilities over to us Thursday and headed back up here on Friday. I'm excited for when we can finally live in the new place permanently. Heck, I even learned to spell Tennessee properly.
Huh?
It's trickier than it seems. Well, my mouth is warmed up enough, so let's get the episode started. What do you say to that?
Yes.
Again, just a warning, it'll be a short one. Before I start, I'll give a short rundown of my latest trip to and from Tennessee. Oh joy, right? My lovely wife and I managed to leave at our planned early time of 4 a.m. Tuesday morning, clearing the New York area by 5 a.m. From there, everything went smoothly until we hit road work halfway through Virginia, which cost us an hour and a half. We pulled up to our hotel about 6 in the evening and got to our room. We tried a different hotel this time, and boy, was that a mistake. The room stank, and I mean stank. The towels were dirty and the air conditioner didn't work. To make matters even worse, the Wi-Fi was unusable.
Oh, no!
At that point, I was so exhausted from the drive that I just hopped into bed and quickly went to sleep. We had early appointments in the morning and I wanted to feel well rested. Now, I have a bad sense of smell, so to speak, so imagine my surprise when I was awakened later in the evening, well, more like early in the morning, by the smell of that room.
What?
It was so bad that I had to check under the bed to make sure there wasn't a rotting corpse underneath. Yeah, it was that bad. Thank the Lord I didn't find a corpse beneath my bed. We checked out the following morning and headed to our appointments, which thankfully went smoothly and quickly. We wrapped up all of our appointments about 1 p.m. We then checked into another hotel, which was far, far better. The next morning, which was Thursday, we made all the stops in order to transfer the utilities over to us and got some good news from the electric company. More on that in the Tech I'm Using section. We made it to our new home a little before noon, which was the scheduled time for our security system installer to arrive. Well, that didn't happen. He showed up about 1:30, and 5 hours and $2,500 later, yeah, I just had to have the full package, we had a state-of-the-art home security system installed.
Yay!
We grabbed a quick bite to eat and went back to the hotel and rested up for the long drive back to New York in the morning. Instead of leaving early, we hit the road at about 8 a.m., figuring no matter what time we departed, we'd hit traffic once we neared New York. Being that it was a holiday weekend, I thought that maybe, just maybe, most traffic would be headed out of New York. Well, it turns out that I figured correctly. Traffic was lighter than usual, and we made good time, arriving home at 7:30 in the evening. We're not going back down to Tennessee for a couple of weeks this time. We'll be staying in our home, not a hotel. We'll be buying furniture and appliances and getting our internet service up and running. Staying down there until everything is delivered and set up. Tech news. Well, in case you didn't know, Microsoft held its Build event last week, and just like Google's I.O. the week before, it was all about AI. All the time. The company's CEO stressed their deep partnership with NVIDIA, the chip-building company, which is on track to become the richest corporation in history.
Wow.
That's being fueled by the current AI fever that the tech industry has caught. Not wanting to put all its eggs in one basket, Microsoft is also partnering with AMD. Both chip makers will design custom chips for Microsoft's Copilot AI stacks. In NVIDIA's case, Microsoft will also integrate NVIDIA system software into all of its AI products. And this, according to Microsoft CEO, will provide a total AI solution for Copilot. This will also include Azure cloud computing. To that end, AMD will contribute its NVMe 300X V5 AI accelerator chip, with Microsoft CEO noting that Microsoft will be the first company to include this chip for AI cloud computing. OpenAI was declared Microsoft's most strategic and most important partnership. Then a video was run which showed us how ChatGPT 4.0 can use your desktop screen or computer session as a prompt. The example shown was someone playing Minecraft with ChatGPT telling the player what to do. And this is what billions, maybe trillions of dollars were invested for.
Yes.
Another example shown was of a guy about to go on a camping trip and wondering if his shoes would be warm enough. He holds one of his shoes up to the screen and the ChatGPT-powered Copilot tells him, well, they are not. The man then asks Copilot to recommend a suitable pair of shoes and add them to his cart for a purchase. Copilot then describes and selects a pair of shoes for him and places them in his shopping cart. Now hold on. I wonder if manufacturers and retailers might pay off a certain company to ensure their product is the one that its AI recommends.
Yes.
Houston, I foresee a problem here. No wonder Google is all in on this technology. They already do this pay-for-play system for search. AI just automates the process. Copilot will be integrated into Microsoft's video conferencing and communication app, Teams. Well, no thank you. I'll just stick with my non-intelligent version of Teams for my uses. The company also announced what it's calling Copilot Plus PCs, touting them as a new class of computing devices. I'm sure you'll be paying a premium for this so-called new class of computers. Well, of course you will be. Copilot Plus PCs will feature NVIDIA Snapdragon X Plus or X Elite chips. Poor Intel. I think the once dominant chip maker will only have the dumb non-artificial intelligence computer market left for it. Though they did make a small appearance to tell us that wonderful things are coming from Microsoft. Yeah, we've heard that all before. Besides Microsoft's own Surface laptop models, a 13.8 and 15-inch screen version, the usual suspects will have Copilot Plus PCs. You know, Dell, Acer, Lenovo, Samsung, Asus, and HP are all aboard. Though no Copilot Plus PCs have actually been released, there are already claims of them, quote, destroying, unquote, M3-chipped MacBooks and 12th-generation Intel Core i7 chips and benchmarks. Well, how can this be? Well, Microsoft hired Signal 65, a benchmarking and analysis company.
Okay.
In order to test pre-release Copilot Plus PCs. We'll just have to wait and see if these benchmarks translate into actual real-life performance. Well, my guess would be...
No.
Also note that Apple's new M4 chip wasn't in the comparisons, so there's that. While it's good to see some excitement come back to the PC market, it's making me wonder how useful this rush to AI everything will really be. It might be just my jaded old fart mind, but all this new tech seems to do for general computing is automate tasks and consolidate information. Something an old-fashioned software script could accomplish back in what most would fondly consider as being the day. Sure, it makes it faster and easier, but this will only benefit business computing more than the general user use cases. I think AI will affect art and entertainment more than general computing. Right now, I look forward to digital assistants such as Alexa gaining the ability to have conversational chat via AI than I do for general computing tasks. But then again, what do I really know? In the last episode of this podcast, I remarked on how the ChatGPT 4.0 chatbot's flirty female voice, which was used in the introduction demonstration, resembled the voice of the AI featured in the movie Her.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't the only one who came to that conclusion. The actress who voiced the AI character in that movie, none other than Scarlett Johansson herself, noticed this similarity and has since lawyered up. Hence the following headline from the DailyMail.com. ChatGPT suspends flirty AI voice over fears it sounds like ScarJo, unquote. In a post to X, OpenAI said it was working to pause Sky, which is the name of one of the five voices ChatGPT users can choose between. OpenAI brought receipts showing the company had hired a different actress to voice Sky. Hold on a second. Why would OpenAI have to hire any real person to voice a chatbot? I thought the AI could just create its own voice after being taught the fundamentals of human speech. I guess the tech isn't as advanced as I imagined it was. Whatever. You can't convince me that OpenAI didn't have Scarlett Johansson's Her character in mind when they created Sky. Cats on the moon? Google's AI tool is producing misleading responses that have experts worried, is the headline from MarketWatch.com. Yep, the big G is still having problems with its AI ambitions. The article gives examples of false answers provided by Google's pride and joy, which is Gemini AI, claiming if you ask it if cats have ever been on the moon, Gemini will give an answer of yes, astronauts have met cats on the moon, played with them, and provided care, unquote. Adding, Neil Armstrong said, one small step for man because it was a cat step. Buzz Aldrin also deployed cats on the Apollo 11 mission, unquote. And we're supposed to trust this technology to make critical decisions?
No!
Well, I think not. This just continues to highlight the absurdness that is Gemini and yet further embarrasses Google in regards to its AI program in general. He thinks it's time for a new CEO as the company seems to be rowing in circles, and not only in its AI endeavors. The article goes on to quote Melanie Mitchell, who's an AI researcher for the Santa Fe Institute of New Mexico, who is of the opinion that Google's AI system is not smart enough to figure out citations that don't back claims. So one could say that Gemini is the current dumbest artificial intelligence out there.
Yes.
One Emily M. Bender, who's a linguistics professor, states that the more you are stressed or hurried, the more likely you are to just take that first answer that comes out. Is she implying that Gemini is under stress and rushing to give an answer, or is she giving a warning to users of Gemini? Well, I think Google itself is stressed and rushing out Gemini because competition is fierce and the company is afraid of falling behind. Of course, Google put out a statement that said they are acting swiftly to correct things like this. Well, I'm calling it. Gemini AI is definitely not ready for prime time. User beware. Then again, with the dumbing down of the younger generations as far as education goes, things like this are a precursor to the rewriting of history, which is a goal of a certain element of society who follow a certain ideology, of which Google has, or maybe now had, a propensity to hire. In some sad news, Gizmodo.com is reporting that Gordon Bell, a pioneer and visionary within the world of computing, has passed away at the age of 89. Mr. Bell helped design some of the first mini-computers in the 1960s, and while working at Digital Equipment Corporation, his visionary work helped in the creation of the first microcomputers. His PDP-8 mini-computers were one of the first computers used in ARPANET, which eventually became the internet we all know and love.
Yes?
No.
Yes.
Well, maybe. While serving in the military circa 1981, I had a neighbor who lived upstairs who worked on aircraft design. One day he invited me up to his apartment and showed off his DEC dumb terminal, which was a client for ARPANET, and demonstrated something called electronic mail, email for short. Well, I was enthralled by this and it sent me off to the geekdom journey I'm still on to this day. By 1984, I was accessing email of my own on electronic bulletin boards, which us nerds used before the advent of the internet. Mr. Bell had a hand in that experience. Well, rest in peace, Gordon Bell. Tech I'm using. Last episode, I lamented that there was only one choice of internet provider for the area we are settling in, which was Comcast Xfinity. I also pointed out that Comcast has a very bad reputation and would cost me a lot of money for what I wanted, especially after the initial 2-year contract. While doing the final inspection on the house before the closing, I asked the community manager if there were any other options in regards to internet providers. Well, he informed me that the local electric company was laying fiber and thought service from them would start in about 30 days. The next day, while transferring the electric service to my name, I asked the representative when they expected to have internet service to my area. Well, to my surprise, she told me that it was available right now. I then asked what the cost was and the data limits. I was told there were no data limits. 300 Mbps would set me back about $50 per month, and 1 gig would cost $80. And if that wasn't enough, I could get 2.5 gigs, which would cost me $150 per month. I signed up for the 1 gig service on the spot, and if I decide that's not enough speed, I'll upgrade to the 2.5 gig service. I'm just waiting for a call back to schedule the installation. Now, currently, I pay the local cable company here in New York $120 per month for 300 down and 30 up. And of course, I never actually get those speeds. If I wanted to have 1 gig service here, it would cost me in excess of $200. And that's just for the internet, no television service included. Well, the low prices in Tennessee really made my day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Entertainment news. I'm going to be honest here. I really haven't had the time to watch any movies or television series lately. I also haven't been keeping up with events happening within the world of gaming. I haven't even watched any of the entertaining YouTube channels which covers this sector of entertainment. I have heard that the new woke Doctor Who TV series, you know, the one made for modern audiences, seems to be a massive flop. Now, who didn't see this coming?
I don't know.
Well, random internet voice, I imagine you being an example of this elusive modern audience. The numbers are in from the first two episodes of this new DEI-infused season and have apparently reached record lows as hardcore fans and modern audiences are tuning out. Well, it's a shame, really. I got hooked on the Doctor Who series while living in England during my dark past. If I'm recalling correctly, Doctor Who aired on early Saturday evenings just before it was time to run the clubs and pubs in Oxford. I'd watch the show while drinking my warm-up beers before heading out for an evening of debauchery. Ah, good times.
Yes.
When I relocated back to the United States, the local public broadcasting service channel carried the show, and I'd record it for later, eventually watching it on my brand spanking new Sony Betamax video recorder, which I just threw away last week. You know, I've had that thing longer than my marriage has been so far. The Doctor at the time was played by Colin Baker, who didn't take himself too seriously, which I noticed and enjoyed. Anyway, life happened and I lost interest in Doctor Who until my son became interested in the show during the Tennant stint as the Doctor. Again, life happened for me, and my son punched out during the Jodie Whittaker era. We both attempted to get back into it when Tenet returned for some specials, but for us, well, the show was over. Just another in a long list of great, long-running franchises ruined by modern ideologies. Podcast news. The Podcast Business Journal is reporting that outside the United States and the United Kingdom, Spotify dominates the podcast market. Well, it makes sense. You get all your music, podcasts, and now audiobooks all in one app. Spotify has also been dabbling in video content as podcasts such as the Joe Rogan Experience and Call Her Daddy, yuck, have had a video component for years. Perhaps a YouTube-type service is on the distant horizon. I think we can expect to see more experimentation with video arriving onto the Spotify app in the future. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, then you know that I was a Spotify subscriber for years while I was a working stiff. When I retired, well, still stiff, by the way, if not even more stiffer, Spotify was one of the first services I jettisoned in an effort to trim expenses. I've recently rejoined the now dominant music and podcast streaming platform after it added audiobooks. Video content seems like a logical next step for them. Time will tell. Continuing with Spotify, well, sort of, when the company acquired Anchor, the free podcast hosting service, Spotify kept most of Anchor's services intact. These included an online audio workstation for recording and editing, royalty-free music, and many other useful, if somewhat primitive, tools to help one plan, record, and publish a podcast. I never used those tools when I hosted my podcast on Anchor, now Spotify, but I could see how useful these tools could be. Starting in June, these tools will no longer be available, which is a shame as they allowed people who didn't have access to what can be expensive tools to plan, record, and publish a podcast at no cost. OG podcast host Libsyn adopted a similar service when trying to be competitive with Spotify and other podcast hosting services. But now they've decided to stop providing those services also. Well, I guess it's safe to say the free ride is over. With my move to a new home accelerating, I'll be spending more and more time down in Tennessee. Wi-Fi will be installed in a couple of weeks, so I plan on bringing my older but outstanding Motu audio interface, my Rode Procaster microphone, and my MacBook Air with me next time I take the trip down there and just leave them there. This will become my portable podcast recording studio. You'll definitely hear a difference in audio because as of now, the room in which I'll be recording in has bad acoustics due to the lack of furniture and stuff. The audio plugins I usually apply reside on my Mac Mini and they're non-transferable to other computers. I'll probably wind up dusting off my old DBX analog channel strip in order to mitigate some of these conditions. I'll also be eating the microphone. As radio announcers and talent of yore referred to the style of speaking very close to the mic whilst recording. This will hopefully negate much of the echo in the new recording space. What I'm attempting to say here is bear with me. All should return to normal by autumn. I would also like to extend my thanks to those who continue to listen to the OFNT podcast. I really appreciate you sticking with me all this time. I have a lot of plans for this show and will implement said plans once I'm settled. Again, thank you for being a loyal listener of the OFNT podcast. The music is playing and another episode, albeit a short episode of the OFNT podcast, begins its end. Oh, and happy Memorial Day to those who celebrate it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed making it for you. If you like what you heard, you can make a donation using the link in the show notes. Any and all donations will be greatly appreciated. You can always reach me at ofntpodcast@gmail.com, and that's only if you're so inclined. I'd enjoy hearing from you. Remember, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Hey, the air show is finished and the barbecue charcoal embers have dimmed. So, get off my lawn! Stay skeptical. I'm out. See ya!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.